As more people heard about what I was doing, I began to receive so many article submissions each day that I simply couldn't get through all of them. I was spending around 12 hours a day, and some days 20 hours, trying to log all the cases. Because this is a grassroots effort, I soon realized there was no way I could do this and maintain the same level of commitment because I knew I would be starting back to school on August 20th. I put a call out in various teacher groups I'm in on social media asking people to email me if they could help. I got a flood of responses. I now have around 40 people helping me log news articles and their data in the spreadsheet. Each person is assigned to a state, and I will send them articles from that state so they can check and upload the information. I have 958 schools and 3,148 COVID-19 cases logged, including cases that date back from March, on my spreadsheet as of now. I'm certainly learning a lot. Having all those people on a spreadsheet at once can make it crash. People in many states have been really grateful to have access to this information, and we were all shocked to see the scope of the cases across the United States. A lot of teachers have thanked me for putting this together, but they have also said that it's sad I have to be the one to do it. I realize that I am relying on information from news organizations and school districts they have talked to, but I have done my best to curate the credible sources available.